Good morning, welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and for all the Chamber's events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Well, I have a Kiwanian in here. I used to say, you know, fellow Kiwanian, but I haven't been in so long. Lisa Barrett, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jack. We still will always have you at Kiwanis, Jack.
You'll let me come back?
Yep, absolutely.
And introduce me as a guest, like always.
I know.
So, pancakes. Pancakes are in the air.
Pancakes, you know, 62 years of pancakes in Durango.
Really? Yep. That has got to be one of the, besides maybe Fiesta Day, is one of the longest running events, especially for a nonprofit.
Yeah, I was just thinking the other day, it would be awesome if someone that was at the first Pancake Day in Durango in 1955 would speak up and let us know, and we'd love to have them come and be our guest.
Well, there we go. Shout out to, if you were at the first ever Pancake Day in 1955, come on down to the fairgrounds. On what day is Pancake Day?
Thursday, September 21st.
September 21st.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right.
All you can eat. $10.
Nice.
Yep. Kids under 12 are always free.
Aw.
Yay.
Well, and that kind of goes with the Kiwanian theme, you know, serving the children.
It's Kiwanis is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time.
So you've got it memorized.
Yeah, it's so long in Kiwanis.
I don't go often enough to have that memorized. I just kind of lip sync right along with everybody. So I'm looking at the flyer this year. So every year we have the Kiwanis Pancake Day. And again, it's on September 21st. You can get tickets in advance from any fellow Kiwanian.
Right.
Which is, you know, find any of us and we'll have the tickets. Or you can go get them at the door.
Yes.
And there's pancakes, scrambled eggs, ham, all sorts of great stuff.
Right. And shout out to our donors every year.
Yeah.
Durango Joe's Coffee, CJ's Diner, Meadow Gold, McDonald's, Honeyville, Durango Natural Foods, and Marketing Department. And we do serve gluten-free pancakes.
Oh, so you've got it all.
Yep, got it all.
That is so cool. Now, what does the money, does it all stay here locally?
It does. We try really hard to give all of the money away to mostly organizations that serve children.
Right.
But we've been known to support other things.
Yeah.
So we have a long list. This last year, we helped the Boys and Girls Club, Safety Day, Shop with Cops, La Plata Youth Services, Durango Youth Soccer, the DEF After Prom, Adaptive Sports, Escalante Middle School Camping Trip, the Science Fair, Elementary Health, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Durango Youth Baseball, Tri-County Head Start, the La Plata Family Center, SUCAP, wow. MANA, Project Merry Christmas.
Wow.
It just goes on and on. Say So, VOA.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of the money that you give comes from the Pancake Day.
It comes from our two major fundraisers. We just had one last weekend, the Bill Mishaw Golf Tournament.
Right.
And then this Pancake Day. So we try only to do two a year. That's enough work, you know.
Right.
And then everything else we do is service in the community also.
That is so cool. Yeah. Well, you know, and I know there's other, civic organizations with Rotary and Civitan and Lions Club. Trying to remember some of the other ones I just spaced, but you know, the Kiwanis, I know you guys been around for many years. You mentioned Bill Mishaw, wonderful man who was a fellow Kiwani, along with Fred Krager, you know, bless those guys for everything they did in giving back to the community. I think also, don't you have an auction or silent auction that goes along with the Pancake Day?
We do, and that's another great fundraiser. Don and Mary Southworth head that up for us every year.
Uh-huh.
They're great, and we get donors to give, you know, certificates. We have dinners out. We usually have a ride with the firehouse, go to the firehouse and you know, check it out and get to ride on the fire truck.
Yep.
We have trips. I'm just trying to think of other things we've given away over the years.
It goes on and on and on. I know. I know just from my own experience, things that, you know, I've got that olive oil connection, but with that, and then also with, I literally will go out because I always feel so guilty about not getting out soon enough. I could literally go and buy a bunch of kids' stuff and put a little boys' package together and a girls' gift basket together and just a lot of fun. And again, this is all happening on September 21st, and it's at the fairgrounds.
Right.
And it's from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And so you can have pancakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Tickets are only $10. Children under 12 are free.
Right.
And all money goes to Kiwanis and stays right here in in the community. What's Dollywood written on there?
Oh yeah, so we have something called
that caught me up. Yeah,
so we have something called Imagination Library.
Uh huh.
And it's through Dollywood. So Dolly Parton is the sponsor, and every year we give money to get free books.
Oh cool.
And they're distributed to kids, I believe, at Florida Mesa.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're adding Park and Needham this next year.
Oh, very cool.
You have to correct me if I'm wrong about that. But what happens is, the first year kids that come in get a free book every month.
Oh, very
and they
cool.
get it sent to their home, and they get to read it with their folks. And
wow.
It's a pretty neat program. Well, so we're part of that too.
It sounds very familiar too, because don't you tie in, I'm sorry to interrupt it, with RIF, Reading is Fundamental.
Right. We do that at all the Head Starts too. Uh-huh. So yeah, there's a lot of things that we're doing out in the community for kids.
Well, let me ask you, Lisa, what is the best part about being a Kiwanian?
I think for me, it's just been the people that I've met and the giving that they do. It's such a great group of folks, a lot of folks that have been doing it for much longer than I.
Right.
And I think it's the idea of doing it for our kids.
Yeah.
So that's the reason.
Your heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. You know, being a teacher for a long time and being in education, when I was looking for some kind of service organization, when I saw their mission, I knew that was what I wanted to do.
Then you aligned with your own personal beliefs, and you said, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm looking at something. You have a cheat sheet. So what do you have to do to get prepared for this whole entire Pancake Day on September 21st?
Well, you know, Judy Mahalski is a Kiwanis member, and she is just amazing. And she goes out to our shed every year and does inventory. She does all of our food ordering and gets all of it delivered there, or gets it to Pancake Day. But we went through 7 gallons of syrup last year.
7 gallons.
10 jars of salsa. It looks like we had 600 cups for coffee, 1,600 plates. I mean, the list just goes on. So we're talking large numbers of items. And Judy is so great about putting all this together. I was trying to see 450 packages of pancake mix. 450 pounds, 7 boxes.
Wow.
Looks like 350 servings or 5 bags of our eggs.
Mm-hmm.
1,500 cups of juice. I mean, so we serve a lot of food that day.
That is incredible. And I always joke around and tell people, if I'm running the grill, which sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. Depends on where John Gamble tells me where to go. And I'll make you either a snake pancake, or I can make a Mickey Mouse.
Sure, yeah.
I can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, John's got that down. I don't know how many years he's been operating that kitchen, but he's retired now and has moved from Durango part of the year.
Hey, right.
But he always makes sure he's back here in September for Pancake Day so he can run the kitchen.
And he's like top ticket seller person.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hustling and does such a great job. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Lisa Barrett, fellow Kiwanian, and the Pancake Day is coming up on September 1st, 7 in the morning to 7 at night at the La Plata County Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $10. All money raised stays here right in La Plata County, Durango, and helps to make a difference in a child's life. And Kiwanis, so you guys meet on Thursdays, and where at?
We meet every Thursday at noon at the rec center.
Okay.
Our meeting, you're out of there by 1.
Yep.
You know, we have dues like every service organization, but you pay a dues every 6 months. And
it's not that much.
No, and it's like $70, $4.
Like $72 every 6 months. It's not that much
and,
at all.
And, you know, that helps run the club. So anything that we raise, we can't use that for club business.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps us with the club business and renting the rec center, buying the food.
Yeah.
So, you know, lunch is served every week. And
a big thank you to CJ's because they cater it.
They cater and have for years and years.
Yeah.
And we always have a guest speaker.
Uh-huh.
So we usually have someone come and talk to the club about something going on in the community.
Well, and I want to point out too, let's say if you just want to come, you can buy a meal, so you can pay for the meal and a drink, or if you just, you have another luncheon appointment or something, you just have a drink.
Right.
Or you don't have to have anything.
Yep.
You know, and there's always the fine, which I always get fined.
Yep.
I just, you know, bring out my dollars and just start putting them in. Have happy dollars.
Happy dollars.
Happy dollars, sad dollars, which are, that's always fun.
Yes.
You know.
It's a great way to spend an hour. You know, 1 hour a week.
The fellowship, too, is incredible. I mean, there are some just incredibly nice people. And with everything going on in the world, as they say, I can sit around that room and look around and go, oh, yeah, they're on the left side, he's on the right side, he's down the middle, he or she. And yet it brings you together and a sense of belonging.
Right, and a great networking too. I know that always if I have a need and need help with something, I can reach out and someone from my Kiwanis Club is going
to
be there.
Did you get people to help with your daughter's wedding?
Well, no. I wouldn't help paying for that, actually.
You could pass the hat. Could be a happy and a sad dollar.
That's right. There you go. No, they were supportive and there in spirit.
There you go. So what are some of the other little statistics? Because it is amazing the number of pancakes you guys serve.
You know, well, having done this since 1955, my understanding was a long time ago, I think it was in that year, maybe 58.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima actually came and they used to do a big parade. So a really big, huge deal. And, you know, anyone have memory of that, too? We would love to have that for our history.
Love to hear the stories.
Yeah, it would be great to hear those stories.
So if you were a Kiwanian or you went to the Pancake Day back in anywhere from 55 to 60, I'm going to say, come on by on a Thursday at noon at the rec center and introduce yourselves. Kiwanis will buy you lunch.
That's right. And share your story with us. Yeah. It would be great.
Oh, that's cool.
You know,
so
we have
cool.
some history written, but you know how it goes. People take things, keep track, and you find things in the shed, and then you look at them and forget that they're there. And so I know there's history there that we're missing out on that we'd love to hear, because this is definitely an institution in Durango, and no plans for Pancake Day to go away. It's every year.
Yeah.
It's going to be here as long as Kiwanis is here.
Absolutely. So. And if someone would like to donate, what's the best way they can donate?
Well, you know, if somebody really wants to donate something to the silent auction or wants more information, they certainly can reach out to me.
Okay.
My number is 759-4024.
One more time.
759-4024.
And Lisa, you'll happily take the phone call and
absolutely.
Go pick up or whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah. Whatever it takes, we'll get it there and we'll make it work. So
fantastic. Well, again, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Lisa Barrett with Kiwanis. And upcoming on September 21st, 7 in the morning, 7 at night, $10 a ticket for the annual Kiwanis Pancake Day. 63 years, is that right?
62. Well, you know, there's discrepancies about that. Do you count like that first year or do you count all the, you know? So we've had that back and forth conversation, but we're saying 62.
Okay, 62. Anything I'm forgetting? We got about a minute left.
I don't think so. I think that I thank you, Jack, for having me to talk about that.
Well, I need to get signed up for the Pancake Day.
Right. Are you going to work in the kitchen this year?
I will do whatever.
I think I'm going to do the dining room.
Hang my head in shame when I, you know, because I pay my dues and life happens.
It's a fun day. I actually like the dining room because people come through and I say hi to people and visit with everybody. And, you know, it's a wonderful, fun event.
Absolutely.
So I hope people will come out.
So when is it?
It's September 21st, Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. All you can eat, $10 a ticket. Children under 12 are free.
All righty. Well, I'll see you at the next Kiwanis meeting.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Maybe you just need to come by the chamber and grab me.
All right. Sounds good.
Scruff of my neck and just say, well, and come with us.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you for coming in. Again, Pancake Day coming up September 21st. Be there and we'll flip some cakes.
Love it.
All right. Have a great day. We have to send it back to the studios for all the chamber's upcoming events. Simply go to DurangoBusiness.org.